Okay, so now you can ask questions. Yeah? Just want to be entertained, yeah? No one is talking. So you know now what is important in your life? Huh? Money. I mean, feelings is pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling, yeah? Emotion is just like a sugar candy. You know sugar candy? You put some sugar into a hot pan, you know, and it becomes, you know, boom, 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 yeah? Emotion is created by thoughts, by memories and feelings. You can see it, how it evolves, yeah? There's a thought, you know, that has a certain feeling, you know, there's a memory that adds up to the feeling, and then it comes, boop, 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 yeah. Emotion is not one of the five khandhas, yeah. Understand that? No. The feelings of the heart, yeah. I mean, we don't have a different word, yeah. Be careful with the microphone, yeah. We have different... We only have the word feeling, yeah? So, I mean, yes, in that sense, you know, I mean, you can call it a feeling, but it is different. It's a feeling of the heart, yeah? It's something natural, yeah? It's there. Yeah? But we don't have access to it. Yeah? That's a problem, yeah? And this is very different, yeah? I mean, for instance, the feeling of loving-kindness, yeah? I mean, it is a feeling that encompasses every being in this universe, yeah? It doesn't select this person, I have this person, I don't have it, yeah? Yeah, because everything is blurred up, yeah? You don't see things clearly. Yeah? I mean, last time I did try, you know, didn't I make a meditation? Yeah? Huh? And how did I teach it, you know, to create this feeling of or to go to this feeling, huh? To direct our attention to our heart, yeah?
Just resonate
with yes.
And then let it come by itself.
Yeah, sooner or later, yeah? And it is very different from normal feelings that we have, yeah? That's why I wouldn't call it a feeling, yeah? It is something that you feel, you know, that you are aware of, yeah? Just like you are aware of the decisions of the heart, yeah? But if you call it a feeling, you know, I mean, we have only one word for it, you know, so I mean, call it a feeling. But certainly not emotion. Emotion is something that is built up, yeah? Something cooked up, yeah? I mean, you know, when you cook, you know, you cut some onions, you know, you cut some garlic, you know, you put some butter in the pan, you know, and then you throw these things in, and then you put some water. That's cooked up, yeah? That's an emotion. It's a cooked up thing, yeah? From natural ingredients and that you buy and then you prepare. And the natural ingredients are the five khandhas. Yeah? Okay? Is there some question? I mean, it is a belief, but I said, you know, even when we think they control these things, they are controlled by avijja. They have no choice of what they're doing. Yeah? They think they have the power to control others, but they're actually controlled by avijja. Yeah? So they are controlled by a system. Yeah? They are not the system, but they try to believe, you know, that they are the system. Yeah? So don't worry about these people. Yeah? Worry about yourself. Yeah? You can't change the system, yeah? But you can change yourself. Yeah? You can change, you know, and try to understand the system that is running you. Yeah? Now we think about other people running us. Yeah? And think about who is running you. It's not the other people. It's not the system. It's not the government. No? It's not your girlfriend or your parents. Yeah? It's your problem. It's your avijja. Yeah? That tells you, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. Yeah? I can't get that. Yeah? This is the thing that you have to worry about. What other people do, it's their problem. If the politicians are crooked, where do they go?
Hell.
Yeah. Most of them will go to hell. Yeah. Where do these people go who try to control, you know, who throw other countries into war? Go to hell. Long time. So don't worry about these people. Yeah. Worry about getting out of the hamster wheel. Huh? Because as long as you're stuck, you will get the results of all these things. Huh? And you, every one of us has it in his hand, you know, to get out. That's why the Lord Buddha came and told us, yeah? The path that leads to the end of dukkha. Sila Samadhi Panya. Yeah? More? And it's very difficult, that's why we always look at other people, yeah? They should be peaceful. Yeah? Are you peaceful?
No.
You should get first peaceful, yeah? Gandhi was an example of that. He never asked other people to do things that he didn't do himself. Yeah? So don't ask other people to do the things that you can't do. Yeah? Very important. Okay, more question? Yeah.
Talk about independent origination.
Yeah.
Avijja, Pachaya,
Sankara. Uh-huh.
What conditions avijja?
Nothing.
Jacob, nothing?
I mean, why did the Lord Buddha start with avijja? Avijja is the mastermind. Yeah. I mean, he's too clever. I mean, it reminds me of something, yeah? There's a big pond with a lot of shit in it. And we happen to be in this shit pond. Once in a while, we dive up, yeah? Breathe in some air, yeah? And then we see somebody, you know, we see all the other people, you know, all these people, you know, sometimes come up, you know, sometimes go down, sometimes go up, sometimes go down, yeah? But then we see a person walking along the shit pond. He's out, yeah? And the first question we ask him is, how did we get into the shit pond? What use is this question? How useful is this question when we are drinking all the time, yeah? You understand the same? You understand the simile? Yeah? If you ask what is the problem with avijja, how is the condition of avijja? It's the same thing. How did we fall into this trap? How did we get human beings? Yeah? It just happened. There's no answer to that, or you shouldn't even think about that. That's what the Lord Buddha said, because you can go crazy, you know, by thinking about this. Yeah? How did you fall in? You fell in. You know, how do I get out is the right question to ask, yeah? How to overcome avijja would be the question you should ask, not what is the condition for avijja to arise. You understand that?
Actually, if you don't know the cause, how can you get out?
I mean, the Lord Buddha, he didn't teach the cause, you know, for avijja to arise. He told us the way how to stop avijja. Huh? You remember? Huh? First of all, you get rid of greed. Then you get rid of greed and hate. Yeah. Then you get rid of delusion. Yeah? If you remember what I taught last time, yeah, greed, hatred are rooted in the body. Yeah, delusion is rooted in sanya sankara. Yeah, and then there's left avijja. Yeah, so you have to see that this is the mastermind. Yeah, you have to look through it. Yeah, I also gave you the book. You know about Lungdama Boa. He describes it. Yeah. Everybody, you know, be it the Buddha, be it Lumpuman, be it Lungta Mahapo, they describe how to kill avijja, how to get rid of avijja. Nobody teaches how avijja got into first place. They only teach, you know, how to get rid of it. Huh? See the problem? Yeah. Doesn't matter, you know. I mean, if these things are there, yeah, and we don't like them, then the question would be asked, you know, how to get rid of it, yeah? What we don't like. But how? Yeah? How did you get here? You don't know, yeah. And if you ask another person, he doesn't know. Well, I was just born, yeah. How were you born? Yeah. Can I ask you this question? Why were you born? Yeah. And why were you born in a male body, not in a female body? These answers are much easier to answer. These questions are much easier to answer. Yeah. Because it depends on the karma. Yeah. But why did you get here in the first place? Ask a person, why did he play the first video game? What is the answer? But then he got stuck. Yeah? He played one video game after the other and the other and the other and the other. Yeah? And then you ask him. But he doesn't know it. Yeah? But if he asks you how to get out, yeah? Well, then you can answer him. Stop playing. Huh? Getting aware of what is going on in our life, and it is so difficult. Yeah? You remember last time I told you, you know, to at the end of the day to make a reflection? Yeah. And? Did you do it? So difficult. Even just one day. Yeah. Huh? And who doesn't like it? The Kalesas don't like it. They say it's not important. Ah, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. They give us all these nice excuses. Yeah. Oh, it's so tiring. Oh, I can't remember. That's how we get a handle on our life. Yeah. Even in the evening, reflect from the morning we woke up. You know what happened. Huh? Not judging it. Just knowing it. Reliving it. Yeah. And then we see what is good and what is bad. Yeah. Our heart will tell us, you know, what is good and what is bad. Yeah? But we don't like to do it. It's bothersome. Yeah? And why don't we like to do it? Yeah? Because the kilesas are like a thief. Yeah? A thief doesn't like, you know, to be observed. Huh? He tries to hide it, whatever he's doing. How he steals our time. How he makes a decision. Yeah? How he robs us. Yeah? He doesn't like if you look and observe it, you know, so to see his tricks. No. That's why we don't do it, isn't it? That's why we don't get any wiser. Have you tried it? Ta.
You mentioned that when we have more sati,
This is something that I really didn't say in this connection, yeah? If we have sati, we will know what we are doing, yeah? I mean, when I was talking, you know, I mean, if we have, you know, if we come to our heart, then we will have this compassion, yeah? Sati is the way to our heart, but, you know, in order to get to our heart, you know, we have to remove a lot of things, yeah, to open the door. But once we open the door to our heart, then there's all this compassion, yeah, in this world. Yeah. But sati is the way, you know, is the light, you know, that shines the way to the heart. Yeah. And panya and wisdom is the one, you know, that removes all the thorns and the stumbles and the rocks, yeah, that are in front of our heart. Yeah. Yes, of course, you know, if you have one moment of sati, yeah, of real sati, I mean, then there is compassion, yeah? Because at that time there is no kilesas. If there are no kilesas, yeah, then there is the nature of the heart, yeah? But in order to have the sati, I mean, you have to remove quite a lot of things, yeah? Make your heart completely empty and then it's full of all these things, yeah? But we always want a shortcut, yeah? There is a shortcut, you know? The Lord Buddha taught about a shortcut. You know what it is? You remember? The Lord Buddha told us one shortcut to Nibbana. Sati. 24 hours a day without lapse. Without lapse. For 7 days. And then your heart is clean. Yeah. And now think about how many moments of sati you have per day. You might be able to count them on one hand. So that then you know how far away we are from the shortcut. Even us, you know, I mean, even monks, you know, that practicing very hard, yeah, I mean, we will not have this kind of sati. Lumpu Man, you know, worked for so many years, Lung Dama Bo worked for so many years, yeah. If he had this kind of sati, I mean, within 7 days, yeah. Lung Dama Bo, you know, it took 9 years, yeah. Very hard work, yeah? And us, oh, 9 lifetimes is probably not enough. Yeah.
24 hours study means no sleeping.
Yeah. You don't need sleep. If you have sati, I mean, it's all what you need. Sati, then of course, you know, investigation. Yeah. You can only work, you know, if you have light. Try to work in the dark. It's impossible.
Then there is universal citta and also individual citta.
You can talk, you can call it like that. I mean, think about, you know, when you look inside a cloud, there is water, yeah? When the water falls out of the cloud, it's raindrops, yeah? And as long as the raindrops are, then one raindrop looks at the other and says, I'm bigger. The other says, I'm more beautiful, yeah? So the essence of the raindrop is water. But the form is that counts for us. So, the universal citta is the essence, is the water. When it falls into the ocean, you know, it becomes its essence, yeah? And it loses its form. The individual citta is that form that contains the essence. So we have to get rid of the form, and then we are just pure essence. And the form is nothing else than ego. That what makes us feel. That what makes us, you know, think I'm better, I'm worse, I'm equal. Yeah. And the Lord Buddha states one thing, yeah? It is easier as a single person to fight a whole army than to fight oneself. So, to fight one's ego. And that is what is the individual citta. It's whatever you think you are. Yeah? If you think you're handsome, that's ego. Yeah? If you think you're smart, that's ego. If you think you're dumb, that's ego. Yeah? It's all ego. Yeah? Whatever you call yourself, including this body, yeah? You look in the mirror, ego. Yeah? Because you differentiate yourself from others. And that only your ego can do. Yeah? So this is a very, very, very difficult thing. Yeah? And that's why the Lord Buddha said, try to fight a whole army as a single person. Yeah? It will be difficult, yeah? You will have to go through a lot of pain. Yeah? But it's more difficult. Yeah? And that's why, and then probably then you understand why you need a teacher. Because if you rely on your own thoughts and your own opinions, on your own views, you will never be able to get rid of the ego. Because you trust your own self. There is a way, you know, but that happens only to a few people, yeah.
And the individual citta, it is free.
What?
The individual citta, just free, like that, and we as individual citta will have to merge to the universal citta.
No, you don't merge to the universal citta. You just remove the form, you just drop into the water. You remove the form, and that is the path that leads to the end of dukkha, sila, samadhi, panya. Yeah? You get rid of the ego, you get rid of the individual, yeah? You get rid of the characteristics. Yeah? By removing the form, you will become your essence. Yeah? Think about you being a vase, yeah? Well, maybe nice flowers are there, you know, water is there, you know. The essence, yeah? You think, you know, the essence is the form, yeah? The vase. Yeah? Now, remove the vase and then you will see the contents of it. And that's difficult to understand. What is there? If you want to know what it is like, yeah, then let's just go into Apana Samadhi, yeah, where everything disappears, yeah, and then you will see. Yeah. Apana Samadhi, or one-pointedness, is that where you completely are in one with this knowingness. One point is just one point. What we normally see is subject-object. Yeah? We see something, or we feel something, or we experience something. So there's always a subject that experiences an object. Yeah? Be it a feeling, be it a memory, be it a thought, be it this or be it that. Yeah? Be it visual or be it non-visual. Yeah? If these two things merge into one thing, what can you say? Huh? And that is called one-pointedness. And that is also a preview of Nibbana. That's when you have no form. That's when you are in eternity. Just for that moment of time. Yeah? And when you come out, I guarantee you one thing, the first thought is, I want to go back. Because eternity is something that is so utterly satisfying. That you don't want to go back into this mess, into this world war of the senses. Because then you really see, if you've been long enough into this one-pointedness, and you come out, you see it is a world war of senses. Because all these senses bombard you constantly. But you don't notice it because you are used to it. It's just like, you know, I mean, you turn on your TV and radio all the time long, you know, you get used to it. You don't even notice that noise anymore. When you turn it off, yeah, for a while, and then turn it on, oh, you can't bear it anymore, yeah? But then after a while, you get used to it again, yeah?
But why the citta has to come out, and once it's there with the...
That's the same question he asked, yeah? Why did the citta, you know, why did I fall into this shithole?
No, why is that? Once the citta has that one-pointedness.
Yeah. It has to come out because it doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have the wisdom yet to cut the fetters. It's the same question is, you know, when you fall asleep, why do you wake up? Huh? You know the answer to that? Why do we wake up? Why don't we sleep forever? Huh? Ah. Huh? Interesting. The answer is very simple. Desire. We want. And that's why you come out of Nibbana on one pointedness. Yeah? That's why we come out of Samadhi. We want, you know. Our desire is so strong. The only way, you know, not to get out is to cut that desire. Yeah?
Then can you explain what does it mean by desire for non-existence?
Yeah, that is just one of the stages, you know, it's one of the jhanas, non-existence, yeah. Neither existence nor non-existence, yeah. I mean, what do you think is non-existence? Or do you mean Nibbana?
That's why I try to comprehend. I do understand non-desire for non-existence as desire for, you know, like, take your life away.
For what?
Taking life, taking one.
Oh.
But beyond that, I try to comprehend what's the meaning of desire for non-existence.
Yeah, people just don't want to have this dukkha. Yeah? But that is still desire. And that leads to more dukkha. Non-existence, I mean, the Lord Buddha never said that he doesn't exist. He said, I neither exist nor do I not exist. Huh? That is the right desire. Desire for non-existence is, you know, it's just stupid, you know, killing yourself and then ending up in hell. And then you regret that your desire for non-existence. Yeah? I mean, the only proper way for non-existence is, you know, to get out of the hamster wheel, yeah?
So we desire for Nirvana, it doesn't consider as desire for non-existence?
No. It's completely different. Yeah? Desire and Nirvana is the desire to end all the dukkha, you know, to get the hell out of this hamster wheel, yeah? Or samsara, yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha called it samsara. I find hamster wheel quite very, very interesting, yeah? It shows us, you know, the senselessness of this thing, yeah? Non-existence is people just don't want to exist anymore, yeah? But that is not the same as, you know, going out, yeah? And as you said, you know, I mean, it's mostly, you know, this murdering oneself, or killing oneself. Yeah? I mean, if you think that you are the body, then of course killing yourself, yeah. But then you will realize, you know, the moment you're dead, you know, there's something going out of this body. And that is called the citta. And that citta is going to hell for a long time. Because you broke the first precepts, killing. Yeah, and that includes yourself.
So the wisdom gained by the citta, can it be lost? I mean, for example, if you gain wisdom in this lifetime, can you lose that wisdom in the next lifetime?
Why can you lose it?
The citta, I mean.
No.
So it just keep accumulating.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, it is, if you earn money, can you lose that money? If you're stupid, yes. If you're clever, no.
Well, the reason I ask is that, probably in past life, you know, we may have practiced before.
Yeah?
But in this lifetime, we are not. We don't start practicing while we are.
Yeah.
Very young, mm-hmm. It's almost like there's a certain age then you start to have that realization and you start to practice.
Not all the time, no. Not necessarily. Yeah. For most, yes. Yeah. But for others, no. Yeah. I mean, remember one of the suttas, you know, there was a nin, you know, who was just 8 or 9 years old. The moment they shaved his head, you know, he got enlightened. He was an arahant. So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that we have to grow 30 or 40 years before we start practicing. I mean, lot of the monks, you know, and also the famous monks in Thailand, you know, I mean, they started with some of them with 12, with 11. Yeah? They just ordained as novices, yeah, and then later on ordained as monks, yeah. It's our laziness, it's our, you know, our blindness, our desire, you know, for this life, yeah. And only when we get frustrated with life, you know, that normally starts with 30 or more, yeah. Then we start thinking about, you know, there's more, isn't there something more important? Yeah. It depends on the characteristics of each citta, yeah. Be born at the time of the Lord Buddha, I mean, it's enormous merit, yeah. You have to do a lot of work for doing that, you know, becoming. Yeah? Living with a Narahant, you know, being your teacher, you know, is enormous merit, yeah. I don't know how many lives I spent, you know, for earning that, yeah. Okay? They will have different views on the same thing if it's not Dhamma. If it is Dhamma, it cannot differ. It's impossible. Because Dhamma is the truth, yeah? It cannot differ. Yeah? But you know what happens in the world? Certainly you can.
For different arahats have different views of tradition or vinaya?
No. I mean, every arahant knows, you know, the vinaya of the Lord Buddha, you know, it has always been the same. Not only from this Buddha, you know, it has been, I mean, each Buddha has the same vinaya, and each Buddha has the same truth. Each Buddha teaches the same truths, yeah?
So different arahants have different view whether the bhikkhuni tradition can be reborn?
I mean, a tradition, you know, I mean, what is a tradition? Yeah? Think about it, yeah? I mean, the same thing if you ask, you know, I mean, in Thailand there are two traditions, Mahanikaya and Dhammayut, yeah? The Dhammayut, you know, gives you the opportunity, you know, I mean, it follows the teaching of the Lord Buddha as closely as possible. But that doesn't mean, you know, that the tradition itself, yeah, is successful. It's always the people who follow this tradition. So, I mean, of course, you know, seeing different people in the same tradition, they can have different views. Yeah? But not, you know, I mean, if they see a tradition, they know, you know, if it has all the factors for enlightenment in it. Yeah? So they can't have different views about it. Yeah? If it's successful or not, yeah. If it's one faster or slower, you know, I mean, then their opinions can differ. Not everybody, you know, I mean, when you read one of the books, you know, Lungta said, I mean, he talks a lot about arahants and what they can and what they can't, yeah? It is, you know, for an arahant, you know, over the times, over his lifetimes, how many lifetimes, I don't know, yeah? I mean, he plants a garden. And this garden will be his garden when he is an arahant, yeah? If he doesn't put anything in it, he won't have anything in it. If he plants a lot of trees, he will have a lot of trees, yeah? If he plants a lot of flowers, he will have a lot of flowers. So that's why every arahant differs, yeah? Some arahants will understand karma, others won't. The only thing that they all have in common, they will all remember their past lives. That's what they see. But everything else differs. And I met quite a few arahants, and they are so different from each other. Yeah? One can seem to be very angry, just like my teacher. He could be very angry, yeah? Other people are just, you know, kindness in person. And they still have the same pure heart. Some people can teach, others can't teach at all. Some people have this kind of skill, others don't have. That's what goes, you know, that's why I said, you know, whatever you achieve in forms of skill, of bodily skill or mental skill, that's what you have in your next life. Yeah? Then you can discard it or disrespect it, you know, in the next life and forget about it. Yeah, just like you learn a language, you know, in this life. Yeah, and after 10 years you don't use it anymore, so you forget it. Yeah? Things are anicca. Don't think, you know, I mean, the path is always up, 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 up. No. It's like a roller coaster. Up, down. Up, down. Huh? The only time when there's only up is when you are sotapan. Stream entry. Once you enter the stream, no matter what you do, you will end within 7 lives. That's where you go only up. Otherwise, people, you know, diving up, yeah, breathing fresh air, ah, it's so nice. And then diving back in. And most of the these people are the ones who see the others, oh, they are in the ship, you know, let me help, you know, while I lift him out, you know, I go down. get some earth under your feet, you know, so that you can really lift somebody up, yeah? And that means, you know, what did the Lord Buddha say? Soda pansakataka anaka ara. These are the persons who have ground under their feet so they can help others. Yeah? Others shouldn't do that. They just go down. As much as they lift somebody else up, as much as they go down. Physical law. Okay. Yeah.
For lay people are the next day for practicing well, under what circumstances can you that he achieved the first single?
Can somebody repeat it? I mean I'll come closer, yeah. It's for me also difficult to understand.
So a lay person
I mean, when you touch a fire, do you know that you touched a fire? Well, there are some signs, but you know, I mean, people can look for these signs and they fool themselves, yeah? That's why nobody is talking about these really signs, yeah? I mean, if you have the experience, you know, I mean, go to a wise teacher and, you know, but he might not say anything, yeah? He just say, good, 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 practice on. Sotapanna is very difficult. I mean, anagami is very easy to decide if one is or not, yeah? But sotapanna, I mean, it is very difficult because some people can be born as sotapannas, yeah? And they might not remember it, yeah? But there are some certain characteristics, yeah? I mean, go to a wise teacher and tell him your experience and then he might say something, yeah? But don't worry about it, you know, just go practicing on, you know, and you will know for yourself, yeah? I mean, just look at the life, you know, just look at the life that you led, you know, and then it will show you, yeah? I mean, a sotapanna 100% keeps all the five precepts. He never goes against it. It's impossible for you. That is one certain sign, yeah? But we can fool ourselves so easily, yeah? Because we don't see clearly. But a sotapanna knows it. Yeah? He knows it clearly, you know, it's burning in his heart. Yeah? He knows every little thing, you know, he's done wrong. Yeah, it's burning in his heart. Yeah? But it's so easy to be fooled. And we love to be fooled. We really love it. Yeah? Yeah? Somebody, just a woman, yeah? Somebody tells us, oh, today you look so beautiful, yeah? We love to believe it. A man likes to be fooled just the way, oh, you're so smart, you know? Oh, we take that in, you know, no matter if it's true or not. So we like to be fooled, and we like to fool ourselves. Huh? So be very, very careful. Yeah? There's something, you know, I mean, there's a certain sign, you know, and you will know it, you know, that there's something different. Yeah? But don't get fooled. Work on, yeah, until you should. Okay? Yeah? Come a little bit closer, you know, I mean, I have really difficulty to hear in this room.
When you said that you meditate, you said about Guru,
Yeah?
When we say the Buddha as a meditator, should we imagine the image of the Buddha?
Oh, you can. That's great.
Or imagine the words Buddha.
I would imagine, you know, the Buddha Rupa, you know, I mean, or if you know the picture of the Lord Buddha himself, yeah, imagine that, yeah. Use it at the beginning, yeah, until it only becomes a verb, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes, yeah, it can be blank, you know. I mean, at the beginning you need all the crutches that you need, yeah, to hold on, yeah. So if you have an image, yeah, or if you do put with breathing in and do with breathing out, yeah, until the mind gets really focused, and then everything else falls away. The image will fall away, you know, later on, you know, and then just the Buddha. Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, you have to find, you know, what you interest, yeah? The interest is the important thing. 100% interest is 100% concentration. Yeah? If you're not interested in the Buddha and just blah, 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 and think about this and that, you know, I mean, it doesn't work, yeah? And so if you take a picture where you have some faith in it, yeah? That can help a lot, yeah? Lots of fear.
Can the meditation remove fear?
Yeah, what kind of fear comes up?
Yeah?
Oh yeah, it can. Okay, now I understand your question. Yes, of course it can help with fear. The moment you say there is fear, then you can observe it. And the fear disappears.
Just observe it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say, you know, I mean, use the principle of anatta. That's not me, that's not myself, that doesn't belong to me. There is fear. And then we can observe something, yeah? It's the same with pain. Yeah? If you say, I'm in pain, you can't do anything, you're out. Yeah? If you say there is pain, then you can observe it. Yeah? However long you can. Yeah? If it's too much, then give up and say, okay, I give up. Yeah? Next time I do it a little bit longer. Yeah? Don't get totally defeated, you know, just, you know, retreat. Yeah? Okay, white flag, I retreat, pain is too much. But tomorrow I go back into the war against the pain. Yeah? That's how you don't get defeated. Yeah? You just retreat for a while. Yeah? Okay, one more question. Yeah, sure. An arahant is not a vegetable. I mean, arahant, you know, I mean, people think, you know, arahant is just, you know, until he is dying. No, he can be very alive, yeah? He's so alive, it's unimaginable how alive he is. But when he is not active, you don't even notice him. As if he wouldn't be there. Look, that just could appear. You didn't even notice it. But then he was active, boom. You know, it was just like, you know, lightning, you know, lightning bolt, yeah. But before it was there was no sign warning, yeah? As long as he was inactive, you wouldn't notice. The moment he got into action, he was very, yeah, energetic. But that was, you know, that was one, yeah. Others are different. Yeah. No, you know, of course you can have. Yeah, I mean, the Lord Buddha said, you know, we still have a body, so we have bodily feelings. Yeah, we don't have. An arahant doesn't have mental feelings. Yeah, I mean, he still has thoughts. He still has memories. Yeah, I mean, he could recall quite a few things. You know, from his, yeah, also from his past lives. You know, but also from this life. Yeah? So he has memories, he has feelings, yeah, he has a body, yeah. He's a full human being, yeah, but he's not driven by anything anymore. That's the difference. He's not oppressed, you know, he doesn't have to do anything anymore. But when he does out of compassion. Okay? And arahants can be completely different personalities, so you can't even judge from the outside. People think, you know, an arahant must be always smiling in awe, you know, always sitting very quietly. No, he can be very active. He can get angry one moment, you know, and then turn his face, you know, and laugh. Because he uses the khandhas. He uses all these things, you know, for us to understand Dhamma. And that is for us, you know, for most of us, it is completely incomprehensible. And if you have not lived with an arahant, I mean, you don't know. You think you have a picture, you know, from all the stories, you know, in the suttas, you know, we get a picture, you know, how an arahant should be, yeah. The Lord Buddha got angry, yeah. Oh, he scolded his monks, you know, I mean, really, yeah. You fools, you stupid fools, you know. Huh? I mean, you read it in the suttas, but you still you think, you know, I mean, he was so kind to everybody, you know? No. And he said, you know, I mean, if you have a teacher, yeah, who is very strict and kicks you out, then you should go back to him. Yeah? Even if he doesn't allow it, you know, you should crawl back to him, yeah? Because he's the teacher you can learn something from. Yeah? If you have a teacher that is completely nice, comes in, how are you doing, you know, did you do your practice, yeah? How is your practice going, you know? You should leave this teacher. Because you don't profit anything, yeah? A good teacher scolds you, yeah? You're not perfect, yeah? I mean, you need to be scolded, yeah? If you don't scold yourself, you know, you need somebody else to be scolded, yeah? So, that's a good teacher who scolds you, you know, who shows, you know, where there is still, you know, something to be done, yeah? But we don't like that, yeah? So, that's why we like this nice teacher, how are you doing, you know? How was your meditation? Oh, try a little bit more next time. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, we love that, yeah. You know, stroke the kilesas to make them fatter and fatter and fatter. There's no anger in it. When I say he got angry, then there's no anger in it, and you feel it. It's out of compassion. He uses the khandhas because he knows how an angry person is. Yeah, I mean, he was angry. He was very angry. Yeah, before. Yeah, so he knows it. You know, I mean, it automatically comes out. You know, I mean, he can't even direct it. Yeah, the Dhamma. Yeah, I mean, like I said before. Yeah, I mean, you have a water tap. Yeah. And then there's somebody interested in the Dhamma, so he opens the tap, yeah? Whatever water tap it is, you know, that's how it flows out. If it's a big one, boom, it rushes out, you know, if it's a small one, it triples out, yeah? So, I mean, he actually cannot control that, yeah? I mean, the Dhamma controls everything, yeah? Because he has no intention anymore. He doesn't want anything good, he doesn't want anything bad. So the Dhamma is the thing that controls his khandhas, yeah? It's very difficult to imagine, so don't even worry, I don't even try to understand. Yeah. I mean, you really have to live with him, you know, to experience it. Yeah? And only a few people have that chance, yeah? I was so lucky. And 16 years, yeah? Not only half a year, yeah, 16 years, yeah? You see him every day, yeah? You hear him every day, and you see him in a lot of different situations, yeah? And some of these situations in the beginning don't mix up, yeah? But after years and years and years, you will understand, yeah? So don't even try too much. It's always wrong. Whatever we think, whatever we imagine is always wrong. Yeah? Got any more questions? Do something, yeah? You are in the mess, you are in the shithole, get out, yeah? Huh? Don't ask, how did I fall in the shithole? Maybe if I know how I fall in the shithole, yeah? I still have to get out first. And maybe then I know, you know, and then I don't fall in again. Yeah? Everybody wants to know, how did I get into this mess? Yeah? You're in this mess, how do I get out of this mess? It's the best then. Yeah? Yeah? But we always like to ask this question, yeah? To our friends, to our you know, relatives. How did I get in this mess? Yeah? How do they know? You are the one who knows it. Yeah? And you also should know the way, you know, to get out of this mess. Yeah? How do you get out of this mess? Yeah? Get sati. Yeah? Develop wisdom. Yeah? Satipanya, these are the two weapons, yeah, that way you can fight of each of it. Yeah? Everything else won't work. Yeah? Okay, so it's already 10 o'clock, it's past sleeping time. Oh. But for the ones who are really eager, you know, you can still meditate until 12. Yeah? 5 hours is enough to sleep. Walking, 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 sitting, sitting, sitting.